There's lots of references on the album to like forces in nature and things in nature, just jagged landscape, or could it be like a jagged emotional landscape, you know? Take your pick.
Whether it's inspired by the view inward or outside, Marshall Crenshaw enjoys the lyrical twists and turns of a well-crafted pop tune. And his latest album, Jagged Land, offers up a new batch along with a few surprises. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Mix some Buddy Holly, some Burt Bacharach, and a bit of Elvis Costello, and you'd get pretty close to the sound of Marshall Crenshaw, a songwriter whose songs you might know better than his name. The New Yorker looked to change that recently, calling the man behind Someday, Someway one of the finest pop songwriters of his age, or for that matter, any age. And Marshall is doing his own part, releasing his first album in 6 years called Jagged Land. As he approaches the three-decade mark in recording, the songs definitely showcase Crenshaw's continued pop prowess, but he told FUV's Darren DeVivo that he was mostly inspired by a sound and some high expectations.
It was kind of a slow start. I mean, we moved into the house that we live in about 4 or 5 years ago, and then there was another waiting period where I had to sort of like set up a studio space. Then that got built, and I had all my gear brought in, and I just remember kind of standing there looking around. What do I do with all this stuff now, you know? So that was like the first step. And then I didn't know, so I sort of let more time go by. Then I ran into this old friend of mine, a guy named Stuart Lehrman. He's a record producer. And he said, what are you doing right now? You making a record? I said, not really. He said, well, we should do one. So I thought, well, that might be fun. So then it just sort of went from there. It was really slow at first. And, yeah, the writing was really sort of laborious. I mean, I had, like, notebooks and stuff, just trying to grope for the ideas and then just sort of trying to nudge them along and not sort of blow it. I mean, you know, at this point I've got, like, high expectations for myself, right? So I wanted to make sure that I lived up to those expectations just for my own state of mind, you know?
No way around it. Being you and me sometimes takes its toll. Come lay down beside me. Let the morning sunlight warm your soul. We've loved through so many long gone days. Where you are has been home always. Through good times and through the tears that flowed along the way down the long hard road.
You get to work with a lot of cool people on this record. One name that jumps out is Jerry Boys.
Yeah.
Who has an incredible resume. For those not familiar with Jerry, tell us about, you know, what he's done and the draw to work with him on this new album.
Jerry Boys is a recording engineer, got his start at Abbey Road in the 60s, and then went on to Olympic Studios and has made thousands, literally, you know, many, many, many records. I got his name from a record that I just dearly love called Mambo Sinuendo, which is kind of the last one in the whole Buena Vista Social Club cycle. Mambo Sinuendo is a Ry Cooter and this Cuban guitarist, Manuel Galbion. And this record is great. It's a rock and roll record, really, you know, recorded in Havana. Keltner's on it. Jerry Boys engineered it. I just thought, you know, this record is so perfect. Then we got to the studio. I'm with those guys. We're doing our thing. Got other great musicians in the room, like a guy named Greg Leese, great bass player Sebastian Steinberg, and an older gentleman, a guy named Emil Richards, who's been around forever and ever, plays on the Pet Sounds record. He toured with Frank Sinatra in the 50s. So it's an amazing ensemble, you know. And I was listening to the first playback, and I thought, I've successfully morphed myself into Mambo Sinuendo. Because, I mean, it had that atmosphere.
Find your shoes, walk outside, shake the clouds from your head. Though the forecast said rain, you got sunshine instead. Like the morning headline in the news. paper red. Well, it's your turn. I said it's your turn to live and learn.
Marshall Crenshaw performing the song Live and Learn live at FUV. Hear the complete studio session and more exclusive interviews in the archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.